We're going to talk today about what is a fascinating sefer. So far, two volumes are out, and there are more, Be'ez Hashem, that are planned. The author of the sefer is of Shmuel Ariel. Shmuel Ariel is the brother of Rav Matanya Ariel, who is the head of Gimzu right here. He is the son of Rav Yisrael Ariel, who's been the head of Machon HaMikdash for a very long time in the Old City of Yerushalayim. Shmuel Ariel was a Rebbe for many years in Otniel before he had a falling out with the yeshiva about the boundaries of acceptable communication. They published an article, I believe, that he thought was not within the world of Elu Ve'elu Dibrei Elokim Chayim, ended up leaving as a result. He is now the Rosh Kolel in Yerucham. He's Rosh Kolel in Yerucham. He is a very, very impressive Talmid Chacham. I have a cousin that learned for years in Otniel as a Talmud of his. The Sefer is fascinating. It's a two-volume Sefer. In many ways, it has to do with the fundamentals of Torah Sheba'al Peh. There's an amazing thing when it comes to learning Gemara, which is that we sort of often dive into or jump into the deep end of the pool, and we function in a world in which there is a lot of drushas of Chazal, a lot of assumptions or things that we may be exposed to in Torah Sheba'al Peh, the world of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Gemara Gemirila, again, different drushas of the Riboy, Miyud Riboy, Klal Pradu Klal, different sort of approaches, which in many ways we take for granted a lot of this, and therefore when we learn Gemara, we sort of go through it. What Ariel did here is basically go through these sugyas in incredible amounts of depth, comprehensive discussions about many, many of these very, very important and very intriguing topics. He talks about, as an example, going through different Rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda Levi and the Rambam, going through different Rishonim when it comes to drushas of Chazal, how much Chazal were creative in making these drushas. They were given certain tools and they were told to use them. How much the majority of drushas, also these are Rosh Tovah's questions in Sukkah, really came from Chazal and sort of all the way downwards. And the reason why it's so important is that it's really the basis and the introduction to so much of what we encounter in Torah Sheba'al Peh. When we encounter drushas in Chazal about Ba'al of Imo, drushas in Chazal about Ayin Tachas Ayin, drushas in Chazal about Bechar Zutatish, so many drushas that come up in Chazal. So where is that coming from? That's coming from Sinai, that's coming from Chachamim using tools of Sinai. When there are machloksim are existing because there's a breakdown of Mesorah. Machloksim are existing because there's a certain kind of agreement, because there are certain tools given over. And part of the original plan, as Ritva writes in Erevin, part of the original plan was that there would be machloksim all the way from the beginning, all of which is really there. And also this tension with the Rosen I spoke about a couple of days ago. We had this chus of hearing about the relationship between Mesorah and Chiddush, the relationship between feeling like we are a religion which has a particular Mesorah, balancing that with the fact that we are also a religion that has an every batei medrash chidushim, and how that all is able to fit together. He goes through also not just Torah Sheba'al Peh, but in many ways his long sections about the Rambam's relationship to Torah Sheba'al Peh. It is, to my knowledge, the lengthiest discussion of what the Rambam means when he uses the phrase divrei sofrim, really going through some of these phrases which are, when learning Rambam, what the Rambam does with drushas, what's a din d'oraisa, what's a din d'rabanan, he really goes through there very, very well. And a person who goes through it can walk out with a lot of knowledge about how Torah Sheba'al Peh works. And in many ways, it's a kind of sefer which not only gives us more background, but it opens up worlds for us in our own learning to appreciate sort of what is going on. Along the way, to mention two or three other just fascinating things to think about the sefer. Along the way, he has discussions about lots of different sugyas, which come up as part of these conversations. So in his discussion about Divrei Sofrim, so he has discussions about the Isser Yichud, discussions about the Yerushas Habalas Ishto, discussions about certain kinds of Psule Edas, discussions about Modib Mitzas. And he really, you can go through just so many different sugyas, becomes very, very helpful. Many of them that we have learned. There is a fantastic, because the Sefer is a little bit more of like encyclopedia than like a straight read. There is in the back a really fantastic Mafteach, where the Mafteach gives you not just sort of like which daf and things around, but also which we've shown him there he happens to be quoting throughout Sukkim, throughout Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, etc. So if you were learning, as an example, let's just have this for a second, if I'm learning about Metzia this year, which I did, So in Bava Metzia, so I find discussions a lot on Daf Nun Tes. That's to do with Lova Shemayimi. It's obviously something that comes up a lot. But Sugis on Daf Samech, Mishubik Vetzis, Pnei Yeshua, Daf Samech Aleph. We're learning Subis next year. There's a lot of different Torah here that's going on Daf Gip. A lot of drushas that come up all over the place. And it is very, very, I think, important and very, very intriguing. There is also one of my favorite Haskamas to this Sefer. One of my favorite Haskamas to Sefer is in Otniel. So he has Haskamas from a couple of different Rabbanim. There were two, it's when he was still in Otniel, but there are two Rosh Yeshiva. One is Rav Re'im HaKohen. Rav Re'im, Rav Yam, actually quoted this past week, is one of the earlier Talmidim of Rav Lichtenstein and a very, very impressive Talmud Chacham. He has put out Tshuvas recently. He has Sfarim on Shas, on Shabbos, and Tachlit Vaos. He's a very, very impressive Talmud Chacham. It's another Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Benny Kalmanson, who is another one of Rosh Yeshiva there, who has a very beautiful introduction. The first line or so, the first paragraph, I think, is very, very beautiful. Rav Shmuel Ariel learned in Otniel. He then became a Rebbe in Yeshiva. So he writes about, it's a little bit, it's a cute formulation, but the beginning of his Haskama is, the Talmidi HaYikar, to my dear and special student, L'chaveirai HaTov, to my very close friend, Mori V'Rabi HaGon HaRav Shmuel Shlita. That he describes in the beginning the power, in many ways the sefer is about Mesorah, Chiddush, and things like that, of having a Talmud who then becomes a peer, and then having the opportunity to learn from his Sfarim. And sometimes, the reason why I think it's so important, I know at least in different ways been able to experience this, again, in different directions, is that sometimes you have the phenomenon where a relationship begins one way, a relationship which lasts for a long time can sometimes change. A relationship which lasts for a long time can sometimes evolve in different directions. And what began as a Rebbe Talmud switched to at some point becoming also friends, and at some point it also became one being able to learn from the other. And I think, you know, he writes like about the enormous simcha of being able to see someone who was one who emerges to be another. And many relationships have all of those things combined together. And I think there's something very, very powerful about the Sefer. It is, again, to my knowledge, it's an unbelievable resource to be aware of. The only, I would say, almost like critique, someone wrote this online actually, I found this morning, which I was happy about. Many of the questions that we may have about Torah Shebaal Peh are not directly addressed here. They may be in subsequent volumes, and you can use the material here to answer them. But some of us are bothered by some more fundamental questions, which is, why couldn't there just be Torah Shebitzav? Why do you have to also be Torah Shebaal Peh? You know, some of these kinds of questions that in many ways the Sefer gives you the information you need to be able to answer it, but it's not really as direct. It's really a Sefer which you have to learn, and maybe not even learn to Seder, but learn from the highlight. But the volumes of Nata Besochenu I find to be very, very helpful in going through different, so it gives everything comes up about Jerushas, anything comes up about Divrei Sofrim, anything comes up about Doraisa Durabanan type questions, or Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, we're learning about Tzroros last year. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, there's a Machlokes, are there Machlokes L'Moshe Misinai? The Ram Pishma writes no. Other Achronim point out that there really are. So there's a lot of action that takes place here, and it's a wonderful, wonderful set of Sfarim to be aware of. As recently, the reason I was thinking about the Sefer was because last night someone asked if I had a copy of it. So it was like sort of on my mind, and I think that there's a lot to be said for its value.